Recent surveys show the disease that's killed many cave hibernating bats in the eastern U.S. is now about 200 miles from Wisconsin. The closest spot is just east of Lake Superior in Ontario. Given bat migration patterns and the way humans could inadvertently carry the fungus that causes white nose, the DNR expects the syndrome to get here eventually and possibly kill many of the four cave bat species in the state. DNR field crews have been looking at about 800 caves and other potential bat sites and found only about 120 suitable sites for bats. DNR bat ecologist Dave Riddell says the lower number is good news.
Makes it much easier in the future to go about checking a smaller number of sites that we can actually get out there and survey for the disease much more efficiently.
Riddell says he has some hope for holding down the number of bat deaths here, thanks to several agencies working together.
Collaborating together to find out some possible solutions as quickly as possible and preventing extinction rather than documenting it. We're working very hard on it, figuring out some possible solutions.
Riddell is part of a team that has just released a national study confirming that the fungus Geomyces destructans is the cause of white nose syndrome. Scientists had thought that to be the case, but Riddell says confirmation gives the disease-fighting team more confidence. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.